The state's main syringe exchange can't keep up with the demand for clean needles among injection drug users. The Alaska AIDS Assistance Association, or 4As, collects used syringes in its Anchorage office and gives out new supplies, primarily to people using heroin and other opioids. The idea is to reduce the spread of blood-borne diseases and direct people abusing drugs toward recovery options. But Development Director Petra Davis says starting next week, they're scaling back hours after struggling to keep up with increasing demand.
It has become unrealistic to expect that 4As can sustain this alone. We need other health agencies, we need other addiction agencies, we need other social service agencies to take on another syringe exchange. Realistically, Anchorage needs a lot.
As opioid abuse continues to surge in Alaska, 4A's syringe exchange program is a victim of its own success. On a busy day in Anchorage, the small office at the edge of the Spinard neighborhood will see 150 clients a day coming to get needles. Davis says between this fiscal year and the last, the number of individuals coming in went up by 37%, driven in part by new users.
In FY17 alone, we saw over 1,500 individuals who expressed that it was their first time using the exchange.
Davis says the demand for the syringe exchange has overwhelmed their other services. 4As was set up to help people living with HIV/AIDS, but the increase in drug users coming into the exchange has made some existing clients uncomfortable.
What made us open our eyes to that something needed to change in the syringe exchange was our HIV care clients. Some of them no longer felt comfortable coming into the office, and we are first and foremost set up to care for those clients that are living with HIV.
4As is cutting the syringe exchange hours from 40 to 17 per week, mostly in the afternoons. There is no other program filling the gap in Anchorage. Davis says that will allow staff more time and capacity for other services related to HIV/AIDS assistance and prevention. The program's reduced hours go into effect on Tuesday. The only other similar programs on the road system are in Homer and Fairbanks, both of which are much smaller. 4As runs another exchange in Juneau.